Well, we're nearly back. It broke up in the middle and I thought I'd lost you and had a heart attack, but I took my serapeptase. We've got a Carol on the line with a question. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am, Mr. Redfern. I wondered, I've been suffering from something that they've diagnosed me as cellulitis, and yes. I wondered if you could tell me much about that. And especially now, it's been about 3 weeks, and the tops of my feet are quite swollen.
Okay. I think it's caused by an infection. I can't absolutely...
Yes, a bacterial, I guess it's bacterial.
And so this is where you really, really need to do a keto diet. But better still, if you are up for it, if you are strong-willed, a fast, a seven-day fast would really, really help to resolve it quickly. A keto diet is going to do, could have the same effect, but... there's nothing like fasting. Fasting is, it's as ancient as life itself. People have known forever if you have diseases, you fast. And there are some people fast up to 40 days, which is, it's...
that might be a little hard for me, but...
you do that under supervision. You usually go to a clinic and fast then. But if you could manage a five-day fast... And then when you come off that fast, go on to green juices, then it's the best way, because what it's telling me is obviously your body is not really dealing with these things properly. Your immune system's down. And, obviously you need some supplements for that, but you really need to give those supplements some help as well. And even if you could do 3 days of fasting, it's better than none. Mm-hmm. I try to do 2 days at weekends, not every weekend, but most weekends. It depends if we're visiting or we're socializing. That's pretty good. By the third day, I have to say, I can feel a little bit weary of it. But 2 days is pretty good. If you can do it, it's better than nothing. 2 days is better.
I haven't tried that yet, so.
Well,
I would be willing to try that.
This is what you've got to have, is six 16-ounce glasses of water over the day, pure water, with a quarter teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate, that's baking soda, in each glass. If you can, do you drink black coffee at all? Is that
pure? No, I don't drink coffee at all.
Do you drink tea? Is that what you drink, or nothing?
Water. I do drink some tea, decaffeinated, but not much. It's mostly just water.
I was only going to suggest the green tea, actually. It's just that it just breaks it up. you'll live for that little cup of tea, green tea.
Okay.
And green tea is pretty healthy anyway. Even black coffee is healthy, believe it or not. I know people used to think that coffee was bad for you, but I'm a statistics man. And statistically, people that drink 3 cups of coffee every day, black coffee, live longer than people that don't drink any coffee.
So I've never developed a taste for coffee at all.
You don't need to. Green tea.
That's good. I'd rather have green tea. And
the first step of life is oxygen. The second step of life is water. And so you stick with what was intended for our bodies and. And get as much walking done as you can. Are you able to walk at the moment with your problem?
Well, that's kind of a problem. I'm probably due for a hip replacement.
Okay. Did you hear the lady from Florida before on the hip question?
I'm going to go back and listen because I only got part of it.
Okay. Well, it's called... I mean, she's going to be using the Health Point, and which I recommend first for anybody with a hip problem, because you can get the fastest relief. Because taking drugs, you see, if you're taking drugs for the pain relief, those are bad for your body. You know, they all have side effects, and they could be weakening your immune system. There's so many side effects. If you, you know, go and look at the side effects online of that particular drug, you'll never want to take it again, because, but as I say, so the health point, if you feel that's right for you, you can look at it on the website there. You can go to YouTube and look at Robert Redfern Health Point, and then you'll see my videos on tuition videos on the Health Point, give you an idea.
I sure will do that.
Yeah, and so we've got the fast, we've got the Health Point, curcumin and serrapeptase. Those are the other two supplements that I would recommend for you to.
Okay, so the Health Point, the fasting, the curcumin, and what was the last one you said?
Serra enzyme. Yeah. Now there is a fallback, and that is PRP, platelet rich plasma, and there are plenty of doctors doing it. Whereabouts are you based?
Do I live Michigan?
Michigan. I don't know. On Michigan, but all you have to do is go onto the internet and do a search on PRP, and it's called platelet rich plasma, and you can rerun this program. It's on the internet. You can listen to it again afterwards. Platelet rich plasma, and I was explaining to the lady from Florida, my wife damaged her hip because she was doing some, you know, we're in our 70s, and she was doing some intensive exercise and damaged it. And so obviously she used the Health Point straight away, but she knew straight away it wasn't resolving it, because normally it would resolve it straight away. So she went to see an orthopedic surgeon, and he said, this is an orthopedic surgeon that used to do a German one in Mallorca, and that's in Spain, and he used to do hip replacements. And he said, yes, it's damaged there. And she said, okay. And he said, but I don't do replacements anymore. I just give an injection of PRP. That's your own blood. They separate the rich plasma, which helps to stimulate the regeneration of the cells. And it was gone. She had two injections off him, $600, and it was gone. Finished. Regenerated.
My.
Yeah, I know.
That would be so much better than going through any kind of surgery.
Let me tell you that, A, all surgery is dangerous. And people, you know, a percentage, it's a small percentage, but a percentage end up worse than ever. And it will not see you through your long lifetime, because, you know, they only last
They don't
a
last that long, do they?
They don't. They don't, and it's putting a weakness. Whereas if you can regenerate your hip and be strong and do some exercise and get walking, that's because walking is, you know, the first one is oxygen, the second one is water, and the third one is walking.
Mm-hmm.
We were made to walk. We weren't made to sit down. We were made to walk and, you know, wander around the countryside and go in the, you know, I know it's maybe winter in Michigan, so, you know.
Yeah, first snowstorm today.
Well, you have to find out if there's any malls still open. If they're not all closed down, have a good long walk around backwards and forwards in the mall.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, well, limping around the mall.
They're all closing down in the UK, all this lockdown. Are they having that same problem there?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy world.
And even health clubs, of course, they're down. And,
anyway, you take care. But there is, you can exercise lying on your back, believe it or not, doing crunches and, you know, all sorts of exercise, you know, doing kicking your legs in the air, just anything you can do to get the blood circulating, because blood carries oxygen everywhere to all the cells and to your hip as well. And because you need oxygen to regenerate those cells.
I've got a stationary bike.
No, you see, you're sitting up high that way. You see, you know what I mean? All right, it's better than nothing, but I think I'd rather lying on your back doing exercises, you know.
Okay.
Do you know what a crunch is?
That might be easier. Yeah. That might be easier.
Yeah. Well, when you bring your legs up and your knees up to your chest and lean forward and then put them all straight again and then bring them all together again, just crunching crunching everything up. Go on YouTube and have a look.
I certainly will.
They call them floor exercises.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
YouTube's good for that. You know what I mean? I love YouTube, even though it's, you know, by the evil Google, you know, so.
Yeah, I hear you there. Okay, I will do that. But I know you can find a lot on that YouTube. Just having an idea of what to look up, that's good.
Yeah, but you can find me on Google as well, Robert Redfern. You will find me, actually. Of course, I compete with that guy called Robert Redfern, actually. He pretends to be me. And, I am either next to him or
above
him.
I would rather get you on YouTube.
I'm the young looking one, you know.
Yeah, okay. I can understand that, yes. Well, you've been very, very helpful, and I appreciate the advice you were able to give me. And I do so enjoy listening when you're on. I love the Power Hour anyways, but you're on, I really learn a lot.
I'm not sure I'll let Daniel back on, actually. I'm enjoying it so much.
Well,
you take care anyway.
I hear you there.
Contact me if you need any more help.
Well, you've got a good audience, let me tell you. So does Daniel.
Well, I know. That's why I keep coming back.
Yeah, and we are very fortunate that you do, and we thank you so much too.
Well, I really, really, it's all my pleasure, I can assure you, because it's what I do. It's my reason, my raison d'être.
Your passion.
Yeah, it is. You take care, Carol.
Yes. Thank you very, very much now. Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh, gosh, I love this. I do it all day long and every day, but it's really nice because I'm missing the USA. I was due to get on a plane March. That's right. I was just to get on a plane. The very next day I was due to fly out to Los Angeles and then take rent a car and drive down to Escondido where we have an office, and then I was going to go to the big natural products show at Anaheim and just finished. I can't come. They won't let me come. You know, I can't go anywhere really. I've been to Spain once when we had a little brief open up, but then it's locked down again at the moment. Now we'll see what happens as time goes on. We have family in Australia. I've got two grandchildren there and my daughter and her husband, and they were expecting us to come over either just at Christmas or just after Christmas, and we can't go there either. They can't get out. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just fascism, but there you go. All right. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Mr. Redfern. Listen, I was listening to your entire show, but I was listening to the last caller. You were describing taking the water with the baking soda, a quarter teaspoon of the baking soda. My question is the baking soda, the one quarter teaspoon of the baking soda, for every 16 ounces of water, or is that total for the whole day?
No, in each glass of water.
Okay, so every 16.
I'm drinking a 16-ounce glass now, and I've got it in my water now, so.
So one quarter teaspoon for every 16 ounces of water.
Correct. You can use it for many other things. People nebulize it into their lungs when they've got fungus in the lungs or infection.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you about. I do have a nebulizer, and usually I use like a solution that has some silver in it. But how do I use the baking soda in the nebulizer? Because, you know, how much would I put? Would I just put the 16 ounces of water with the quarter teaspoon and then from that take some of that and put it in the nebulizer?
No, you don't need to really. You're using distilled water, are you, for the nebulizer?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. good. just checking. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, just put maybe a half of a quarter teaspoon. I know it's difficult. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. You know, it is totally harmless. The body produces sodium bicarbonate naturally. If you're eating lots of greens, the body will be producing all the sodium bicarbonate you need, actually, because it produces it for all sorts of reasons around the body. And and so by putting it into your lungs, all you're doing is helping your own body to get the sodium bicarbonate where you need it.
Because how I get that in the lungs is working in the chicken coops.
Yes. That's a major area. Yes.
And so I'm hopeful that this may help.
Yes, well, I don't approve of people wearing masks, but when it comes to chicken coops, you should wear a mask.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
No, really. You know, anybody working with poultry or birds, even cage birds. You know, if you've got a lot of them, it is possible to pick up fungus from. Okay. An aviary or poultry shed, you know.
And how often can the nebulizer be used with the bicarbonate? Can that be a couple times a day or?
Well, yes, you could do, but certainly every day and try that. And if that's cleared everything up, then that's fine. You can still leave the silver in there; it doesn't really matter.
Okay, because I was thinking
don't tell anybody else I told you this, but if it's really, really bad, then I would suggest hydrogen peroxide as well in there.
Okay, is that, you mean talk about the food grade?
Yes. They sell it on Amazon. They sell a kit, actually. They sell a kit of a gallon of distilled water and hydrogen peroxide. I'm surprised that Amazon allow it to be sold, but they do actually. So, but don't tell Amazon I told you.
And that's already mixed up.
No, you still have to mix it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I will put that in there and see what I can find. So, okay. Well, gosh, you've given me a lot of great information. You are just filled with a wealth of wonderful information, and boy, the power of people are so grateful and fortunate to have you hosting along with Daniel, of course. So I'm sure there are other callers. Thank you so very much for all the info, and you can bet I will be doing all these wonderful suggestions.
Great. Lovely. It's good to speak. I mean, I love such diverse questions as well, because it really makes me think, because I don't know what to know till you ask me the question.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So listen, you have a wonderful day, and don't be a stranger. Get back soon.
I hope so.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's a good set of questions. Anyway, everyone's coming up great, actually. They've been two the same, but that's all right, you know. Anyway, where were we? No, it's nice to break it up anyway, otherwise I'm ranting a bit. So anyway, I'm going to jump to, just for anybody that doesn't know anyway, it's 844-769-2944 to ask me a question. That's 844-769-2944 to ask me a question. Other than that, you'll have to find me on the internet to ask me a question by email. Okay, so can we handle the truth? Well, the truth is, that as far as I have been able to work out, because I've been answering questions and writing articles on this COVID, or coronavirus, as I prefer to call it, since last March. And when I first started answering questions, it was ridiculous, because I was saying to people, well, don't take any notice. It's really just a coronavirus, and it will do you no harm. And then the whole world went crazy, saying people are dying all over the place, and it's spreading like mad. And I wrote in my articles, this is ridiculous. It's patently not true, because it's never true. but it's patently not true this time. I have relatives that work in hospitals in the UK, and they were saying, there's nobody in the hospitals, they're empty. Do you know why they were empty? Because all the people, elderly people that were in there being cared for with serious diseases, they literally threw them out. Not physically, but they put them in ambulances and put them into private nursing homes where they all died. Of course they died because nobody was treating them. And they did this in America, in certainly New York, because that was the most reported one, and they probably did it all over as well. Now, wait a minute, this all happened at the same time. And so, as far as I'm concerned, it can only be a coordinated attack on society. It can't be a mistake, because Sweden didn't, actually, that's not true. Take it back. Even Sweden did that. Sweden actually put all their elderly sick people from hospitals that were being kept alive in the hospital, put them into private nursing homes, and they died. So now they can say, thousands of people are dying, thousands of people are dying. Because the videos you saw from China, I think, were fake. They were fake. And because the numbers are out now in the USA, the people, number of people they say die from coronavirus turned out to be only 6% of the figure they said. I've got a video from John Hopkins University, a statistician there showing the true figures, and they're nothing like what is being claimed. And the statistician, it's on YouTube, by the way, and so if it's not still on YouTube, ask me, because every time I see these videos on YouTube, I download them and put them into my system, and so that I can actually produce them if ever they go missing off YouTube. We've got a break coming up. Oh, yeah, there's a break. I mean, then we've got the last 30 minutes. So I'll talk fast in the last 30 minutes.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And there we're back for the last segment, and I shall have to, I think I'm going to catch up with COVID-19. I've got a lady waiting on the line to speak to me. Are you there? Okay, Francis. you caught me there.
Okay. Yeah, I got two quick questions. I was doing a channel scan on my Rick satellite setup here, and I just got in time to hear you say something about you have an injection for a hip instead of a replacement. And then I also heard about the fungus in the lungs. Could you please touch on both those really quick? And I'm sorry to take your time.
Okay, well, the injection in the hip is called PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and the doctor will just extract some blood from you, centrifuge it to separate the rich plasma, and then inject it back into the hip joint, any joint, actually, around the body. In fact, it's used for restoring hair. It's many, many things. Anything that's wearing out on the body can be regenerated using PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And it will regenerate. I do recommend strongly that anybody will look after themselves with nutrients and also a keto diet. That's a sugar-free diet, sugar and carb-free diet, to make sure that they're putting all the power into regeneration on their hip and not trying to keep the body healthy from the carbs and sugar. Make sense?
Yes, I'm an Adventist, so our diet is more strict than you can imagine. Does that also work for Alzheimer's or any kind of brain dysfunction that may be on the horizon?
You should always do that, actually. A keto diet is, you know, I'm a big researcher into Alzheimer's and brain disease, and as well as nutrients that you do need. I've got a little booklet on that. If you go to naturallyhealthynews.info, naturallyhealthynews.info, you can download my book on Alzheimer's, and that will tell you everything that I think you should be doing for Alzheimer's. What was your other question? Oh, lungs, sorry. Right. Okay, back to lungs. The lungs.
I didn't mean the diet. I meant that blood injection. Does that work on the brain part also?
No,
the lungs?
No,
yes.
No, no, no. It doesn't. No, no. The As far as I'm concerned, you know, when you read my book, you'll see that Alzheimer's is caused by fungus on the brain. And this was found by pathologists in Spain. They were doing just general pathology research on cadavers, and they noticed that some of the cadavers had fungus on the brain and some didn't. Some had plaque on the brain, some didn't. And so they just look at the brain first, then they make notes, then they go and look to see what the person died of. And all the people that died of, that had fungus on the brain had died of Alzheimer's, but not all the people that died of Alzheimer's had plaque on the brain. So plaque wasn't the key factor, it was fungus. And fungus is caused by, allowing fungus and yeast to get into the body, but it's also feeding it with sugar and carbs. That's the major thing. So
I got the carb part, and they're telling us over here that Alzheimer's is due from the ingestion of aluminum in pans and deodorant. But the fungus in the lungs, they gave me this thing called iso-something. It's supposed to be the best fungus medication there is, and it didn't even touch it.
Yeah, but in the end, you've got to, well, there are good studies with curcumin for Alzheimer's, and curcumin is an antifungal, but it's got to be a curcumin that absorbs, because curcumin, ordinary curcumin that you see everywhere, is not very good at absorbing. And that's why my curcumin X4000 is a liposomal curcumin. I also have one called Brain Power. So these will absorb as better than anything else. That's the whole point of me making them. I don't do them. But in the end, you've got to have a really strict diet. I did a study with 10 people with Alzheimer's on my plan. And we did close support for them, but all of them had to have a person at home that would support them to stick with the plan. And we had 6 out of 10 consider that they no longer had it. And I think that's fantastic. You know what I mean? 6 out of 10 people.
Excellent.
Well, you know, but you can contact me anytime, Robert Redfern. You just find me on the internet. I'm infamous there, and ask me questions on that. Lungs? Did you have a question on the lungs?
Okay, I'm going to have to work on the lungs then. Thank you so much.
Did you hear the part about the lungs did you hear the part about lungs, about ingesting in a nebulizer sodium bicarbonate, baking soda?
Yes. Well, right now I'm doing pure oregano oil, Mediterranean oregano oil with distilled water.
Yeah, but you know that your body produces sodium bicarbonate. If you're eating enough greens and not eating that much sugar, then your body produces enough baking soda, or sodium bicarbonate, as it's really called, because it's used for many, many things around the body. So I'm talking about the natural solution. It's, the oil, I appreciate lots and lots of things, and it's one of the things I have personally. But for into the lungs, it needs to be something that is natural there. And the two things that are natural in the lungs are sodium bicarbonate and hydrogen peroxide. The body produces hydrogen peroxide as a natural antibacterial, antifungal. The white blood cells produce this, and then it gets turned back to water again with an enzyme called catalase. So if you stick to the natural things better, then you're going ahead with it all. But as I say, some complications there. You need to ask me more questions later on. You can get me on the internet.
Okay, thank you so much.
No trouble. Thank you, Francis. Take care. Oh, these quick questions, and that's taken us 10 minutes anyway. So I was going to go through what's COVID-19 in greater detail, because, as I say, I was doing this back in March 5, and this is what I wrote in March 5. I was apologizing because I was talking about this silly coronavirus again in my second newsletter the following week. And when I should have been in Anaheim, and I said the world's gone crazy with a massive overreaction to this epidemic. Coronavirus is no worse than any other flu epidemic in the last 50 years. And in hindsight, we can see it's not as bad. Now, I just mentioned before about the study, which is on YouTube, a video showing that there's hardly anybody extra died this year compared to 2018. That's the what we would call the 2019 to 2020 death period compared to 2017-2018. Now, you would say, that can't be true, Robert. The media is saying all these people are dying. It's not true. And that's my point. Can you handle the truth that the whole media is lying? They just lie. I mean, some are not. Some are just repeating what other media said. But it's just too big, the lie, for it to be a mistake. That's my point. And that's the truth that you have to handle. That all the people that you thought you could trust, doctors, the media, big business, anybody, they're all either stupid, repeating untruths, or they're part of the big lie. And it's been carefully done. This coronavirus, COVID-19, I know people will say, oh, it came from China. Yes, it did, because the laboratory that was producing it in the USA were told that they were not allowed to carry on doing it because it's a criminal offence to produce a virus that could kill people. That's called, what's the word for it? I can't remember the word anyway, but it's a criminal offence to produce, as you would think so. You shouldn't be able to produce a disease, should you, that will kill people, because if it got out, it would kill people. So they had to take away take the research and take it to the laboratory in China, and that's where they actually produced it. Now, whether it was released or by accident or by design, we'll never know that. Not a cat in hell's chance, but it certainly didn't come from a wet open market. That was unless they actually took it there and released it there to try to cover their tracks. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But this is all carefully planned, and this is the truth. It's very difficult. This is a worldwide, and I won't call it a conspiracy because people sniff at that word. It's a worldwide plan, and the plan is by a lot of people. The deep state are obviously involved in. The deep state is all over the world. It's not an American deep state organization. Yes, you know, the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and maybe others a part of it, but it's a worldwide organization, and they're determined to take over the world because there was too much freedom, and I could just jump on a plane and fly to here, there, everywhere, to the USA, and they just don't want that. They think there's too many people on the planet. And so the World Economic Forum, and that's run by a guy called Klaus, and the most evil-looking person you've ever heard, actually, when you hear him speak, actually. Go online and find this, World Economic Forum, WEF, and the United Nations and the World Health Organization. These are the organizations which are giving it a nice image, if you like. I don't think it's a nice image. I think they're all criminals, but that's another story. But they're giving it a nice image, and they're saying, yes, now we can reset everything and rebuild the whole world now we've had this pandemic. That's what they want. They want the world to be in a mess. And they even planned this back in New York. They had something called Event 201, where they all sat around these huge tables and planned how to run an epidemic and then what they would do. And here we are, you know, four years later? I can't remember how many years later. But it's all been carefully planned. So what's my vision for the future before I run out or another person comes on? I mean, come on with a question if you like. But my vision for the future is that all I can do for everybody is to help them get healthy. That's what the Power Hour is about. That's why the core of the Power Hour is to get people healthy, Joyce's vision for the power was to get people healthy. That's all she thought about. And, you know, because I know Joyce, and we talked many, many hours and long into the night, as they say. And that's what she wanted to do. So that's all my vision for you and the rest of the power and for everybody around the world that I come in contact with, is to help them get healthy. And sometimes it sounds crazy. Like I say, take some baking soda in water and nebulize it into your lungs. You know, I don't say anything that I know is not absolutely destined to work. And the PRP, it's nothing to do with me. You just go and see a doctor, a PRP doctor. But I'll tell you all day long. But you still need nutrition. You still need vitamins and minerals to help you get along. The Health Point Kit is everybody's best friend, because as well as getting your eyesight back from macular degeneration, you can keep yourself strong. You treat, you know, I treat all my points, say once a month, whatever, all the way around. I've nothing wrong with me, but I do it just to, you know, to feel good. But if I was treating your hip and you could hardly walk, you would walk in 5 minutes. I did that to Joyce when I first met Joyce with the Health Point. She couldn't walk because of a knee, and I treated her knee, and she was running around the front field in front of her property with the dogs chasing her, because she couldn't believe I could do that in seconds. And that's how fast the Health Point can be. And that's why I'll do Zoom videos for all the people that have got the Health Point. And if you haven't got one, you can still come on the Zoom video to see what I'm talking about here, to understand it. But it's very, very powerful, very effective. And it's, you know, hardly difficult to understand, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to understand how it works. But you need supplements. And they did ask me before I get off today, I've got to tell you about the products that they stock at the Power Hour, and they stock exactly what I take. I do take more than this, but they stock exactly what I take. And that's Curcumin X4000. And the reason is because it's just amazing for helping to regenerate the whole body. It's an anti-inflammatory, the same as serrapeptase, but more than that, it's an antifungal, antiviral. And as I said, there's 4 studies to show that it reverses Alzheimer's. And so, you know, who's not going to take something that will absorb better than any other curcumin on the market? Second one is Serraenzyme. I introduced this 20 years ago, and quickly I called it the miracle enzyme, because I gave it to a guy who was at death's door on 14 drugs, and literally within a few weeks he was off all the drugs, and with the doctor's permission, and he's still alive now. And I'm going back 14 years ago, so 15 years ago, I think, sorry. And so that's how crazy. That's why I called it the miracle enzyme. My book, which you can download off the internet, The Miracle Enzyme, it's this 360 page book showing how to, all the things I'm telling you now, you can go onto the internet and download that glossy book and onto your computer and read it. Vitamin D3, 4000 I use. I beg people, take 8000. That's 2 of those tablets a day. And more, 10 or 12,000 if you are very sick, because those are the powerhouse for the immune system. If you don't have D3 in your body, that's why people get sick in the winter. If you look at the graph of sickness compared to vitamin D3 in the body, as the D3 goes down in your body, your infection rate goes up, and and deaths go up as well. So vitamin D3, the 4,000 capsules. Lithium Balance, this is not my discovery. I've told you before about Jonathan Wright, Dr. Jonathan Wright. He's a doctor of Tacoma Clinic in Washington. He may have closed now, because I don't know if he's retired. Some people retire, actually. I don't know what the word means, but he told me and then wrote about it, how it is the anti-aging for the brain. It literally stops the aging of the brain. Whether it will cure Alzheimer's on its own, I don't think so, because the problem is the fungus going into the brain that you've got to deal with as well. But it certainly helps to restore the regeneration of the brain cells, the ones that we need. Next one is alpha-lipoic acid R, and that is just an awesome, it's an antioxidant that again is an anti-aging supplement. It does many, many things. In fact, there's studies to show that people that took an overdose of paracetamol, that's a headache drug, and normally if you take 24 paracetamol, you're dead. It doesn't kill you straight away. It takes 3 or 4 days to die, but it kills your liver, and then you take 3 or 4 days. And once you've done that, there's nothing doctors can do. But there are good studies to show that intravenous alpha-lipoic acid literally regenerated the liver. So whenever I have people with liver disease, I say, as well as obviously the curcumin and the serrat enzyme, I say big doses of alpha-lipoic acid to regenerate the liver. Health Point, you've heard all that about. Next one is astaxanthin with DHA. Astaxanthin, again, is another antioxidant. This one does many things. It protects your skin against the sun. So if you're going out in the afternoon or you're going to be working in the sun, then it will protect your skin from degenerating because of the sun. Because the sun is a double-edged sword. Before 1 o'clock, it's really healthy for your skin and everything like that. After 1 o'clock, it's quite dangerous for your skin because the waveform changes. And astaxanthin protects your skin from the sun's rays. As well as that, because it's an antioxidant, it stops oxidation in the body. But it's also good for the brain. And with the DHA, which is essential for the brain, that's the thing you find in fatty acids, as well as the eyes, then it's a good super all-round anti-aging. Sometimes you need it for a specific job, sometimes you don't, doesn't matter. Essential digestive enzymes. If you eat food that is cooked or junk food, you are literally causing health problems in your body if you don't have digestive enzymes with it. Because when you eat raw food, that's full of digestive enzymes. And so you eat the food, take it down, it's full of enzymes, and it self-digests into your body and starts rebuilding your body. If you eat junk food, it can't self-digest and comes down. It possibly absorbs through or comes out, whichever, but then your body can't deal with it because it's stealing enzymes. It still digests it, but it has to steal enzymes from other places around the body, convert them to digestive enzymes, and digest the food, then convert back to metabolic enzymes again. But it can't keep doing that. You need to be replenishing the enzymes. So raw food, no need. Cooked food or junk food, you've got to have essential digestive, and that's a whole range of every single type of enzyme that you could possibly need to get that in there. Vitamin E, I don't need to tell anybody, but it's essential for a strong, healthy heart. That's a fact of life. Hyzorb Q10, the super absorbable coenzyme Q10, I explained that before. You need it for cellular regeneration. It's got to be there. It's not an option. And your body will not produce it after the age of 40. It starts reducing how much you get. Healthy Flow powder is arginine. And this is for good, healthy flow, all the capillaries around the body, so that your skin and everything is regenerating. Because to get millions of miles of capillaries around your skin, I'm probably exaggerating, but certainly thousands of miles of capillaries. And it's also good for getting healthy flow for men when they have erectile dysfunction problems. And that's it. You know, I think they already have an eyesight formula. I have my own MaxiFocus, but I think they've got a formula there. So, because I'm sure I heard it mentioned on one of the adverts while we're there. So that's my stuff. And again, you can email me anytime to ask me. And I do want you to support the Power Hour because it's part of my life now. You know what I mean? I listen to it. So many people have been helped, actually. You heard Dee there. I mean, 14 years ago when I met her in Versailles. So I've forgotten her now, but I'm so glad she's still there. And boy, you know, to me, she could be doing my job for me, actually. she's so good. So you can get really, really good help and advice from that. And for you know, my books, they're all on the internet, you know, naturallyhealthynews.info, naturallyhealthynews.info. And there's 35 books there. Just log in, download them all, and see what you need. If they don't have it at the Power Hour, bring them up and ask them just to get it in, because, you know, we'll send it down there and they can get it. So, but they do have some really good stuff anyway. So, you know, some of the things, that's why they don't have my eyesight stuff, because they've already got one there. And that's fine, you know, because I'm in the business of you getting healthy. That's why I'll tell you all the things you need to get healthy. And if I never had anything for you, I would always tell you, you know, who you could get help from, actually. And that's the thing with PRP. A friend of mine in Arizona, she was going to have an operation on her back. And I don't know whether you know, but spinal operations are really dangerous. You can end up paralyzed and in a wheelchair. And so I said, please, you know, this is over the telephone or, well, whatever, WhatsApp we were talking on. All right. Anyway, you did the PRP, so it's really good. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.